I'm Talking, episode 331 for August 18th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking children. You might think children is a simple word, and it really is, and I don't think we really have to worry about the definition. We know what that is. And when you think of how the world looks at children, it's very similar to how we as Christians look at children, I believe. I think that the world sees them as special. I think it sees them as valuable and very much seen as those who need to be protected. But occasionally they become secondary and they become marginalized, mostly in a gathering of adults maybe, where they get pushed aside and we need to not hear so much from them, those kind of things. But then the world treats them also as, I don't know, maybe it's like adults, make your own decisions, you don't need my direction. It's really hard to say, but kids live in a confused world. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So children need things to grow up. You've got shelter, you've got food, you've got some education, some direction, those kind of things. But, you know, the one thing that children absolutely need, and that is love. And most, I don't know, in my own experience, I think most children get some form of that from those who raised them, hopefully their parents. But I know there are cases where that is not the truth. But I think that if children feel loved, if they are given some kind of direction, I think if discipline is properly applied and not ignored, that really helps. But I think also that the children need truth. And I think that's often where we start to fall down. And we decide that a child can decide for the truth, what the truth is, on their own. And I'm not sure that's correct. I think that children need an example of what truth looks like. They need an example of what love and direction, even self-discipline, so that they see when adults do something wrong, that they will say they're sorry and they will self-correct. And children see that as well. And then they look forward to being corrected themselves just so they can grow up to be useful, I think. And then at some point, as parents and even as grandparents, we have to let them go and then turn that life over to God. We cannot make a child a Christian. We can provide examples. We can provide love. We can provide direction and truth, hoping that all of that leads to a knowledge of who Jesus is and to an eventual decision for salvation so that they can spend eternity with Christ as well. But at some point, we have to turn them totally over to God and know that in His hands that they will be loved, they will be disciplined, they will be given truth and direction better than a parent can. And then we watch from a distance, provide our input when it's asked for. But most of all, we guide children in the truth that God has taught us, hoping that they see the same thing as they grow and mature in life. At least that's my hope for my children and for my grandchildren. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.